direction in a sea of chaos. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon as we open the Word of God.
So glad that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. We have taken some time off from our study of John, and we're coming back to our study this week where we left off, and we are taking up John chapter 5, where Jesus deals with the subject of life. Let me read a little bit of this powerful section, and we will work through the wonderful words that are given here this week in John chapter 5. In John chapter 5, verse 24, we read this statement made by the Lord. "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." Now, let me reorient us, dear listener, to the purpose of John's gospel. The purpose of John's gospel is stated in chapter 20. "These things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing that you may have life in his name." Anyone out there not believing? Anyone out there who doesn't know Jesus Christ and believed in Jesus Christ? This gospel is for you. This is what John has been emphasizing of what Jesus has come to do. Remember what was said at the beginning of John's gospel. This Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. And from him, we have received grace for grace. Well, John has been laboring to show us what that looks like, what grace looks like in someone's life, the validity, the truth that when grace comes, it transforms, it makes alive, it gives life. There has been one word that we have been studying so far about what Christ is doing in people's lives, and that is life, giving life. But we have seen all of that contrasted with a false kind of belief, and this we see this in John's gospel, that is only interested in the signs that Jesus does. They had a bunch of thrill seekers out there. And in the midst of so much opposition and so much confusion with regard to who this Jesus is, we have also seen those in John's gospel who've truly believed. And what has struck us about belief in John's gospel? Well, I'm thinking of Nicodemus. I'm thinking of the woman at the well and the man who had the sick son. And then in chapter 5, this man at the pool of Bethesda, he is giving life to these sinners. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. What we've been seeing in John's gospel is life being given to people whose lives were not full, whose lives were empty, and who were in desperate search to find satisfaction in this life. And look, that's just the problem today. People are searching. They're trying to fill themselves. They're trying to fill themselves with all these things and all these things they think will make them happy, but they don't. Woman at the well had five husbands. Husband to husband to husband to husband to find acceptance. Sexual immorality. You looked at Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a religionist who was dead. And oh, what a precise religion he had. Unable to see his own heart. All these people desperately craving and desperately trying to satisfy themselves with idols, craving and craving and craving. The woman at the well was thirsty. Sign seekers who are jumping around just for the next round of quick fixes. And boy, do we see this in the church today. And then the sick. Chapter 5, we have a sick man with a bunch of sick people who are all dying. And their whole life, their whole pursuit is given just to find a remedy to beat death, to beat cancer, you see? All of them waiting to jump into some imaginary, this pool with some imaginary stirring, according to the superstition of the day, that if they could just jump in there at the right time, they could be healed. And it never happened. You see, this is the problem, my friends of the human race. We're all searching. We all have deep cravings in our heart. And we're finding and we're seeking anything we can to help find that void that is there, that emptiness, that longing to be truly accepted. And in the midst of John's gospel, what have we witnessed about Jesus Christ? Those whom he is pursuing. Well, it's pretty clear. They're being satisfied. They're tasting him. They are changing. They're being filled with living water, the true bread from heaven. Jesus Christ is imparting life to sinners. And that's what John's gospel is all about. That is what we've witnessed in John's gospel. The theme of life is just repeated with all these different stories, people's lives, to explain that Christ is ultimate fulfillment and satisfaction for the empty soul. That when he comes and he sheds his light on you, it shines right into your souls and your search, all of your wells, your addictions, those things you run to just to get release. When Jesus comes and his light is upon you, you have been filled and your search is over. We'll come back to that thought.
We are thankful to hear how Abounding Grace Radio has been a blessing to you. Your listener response has been deeply encouraging to us. If you would like to hear more teaching like this, we give you a personal invitation to join us for worship on the Lord's Day. We're committed to preaching nothing but what the Word of God says, how important this is in a day of shallow spirituality and empty promises. See us on the web at lyndonurc.com to learn more about who we are and what we believe as we strive to show sinners the only way, truth, and life. Jesus Christ.
When I was preaching years ago at the rescue missions down in California, I would preach and I would often ask the questions. You know, I would ask the questions, do you want to be broken from your addictions? Do you want to be freed from your misery? Do you really want to stop what you're doing? And all of them raised their hands. You see, this is the problem of the human race, and this is what John's gospel is exposing. People are stuck in their idolatries. People are stuck in the cravings of their hearts. And the lie that we all buy into is that these things will satisfy. Woman at the well, acceptance from men, Nicodemus, a precise religion, a sick man just finding the remedy in life. Sign seekers, all they want is to have their bellies filled with being thrilled in life. And what applications are these today to our culture? Every one of these problems in John's gospel of sinners searching, sinners not finding because they're stuck in their patterns of sin, every bit of this is alive and well today. And guess where it's alive and well? In your heart, my friend. Now, here's the tragedy in John's gospel. The reality that is before us, many are not satisfied, many are not filled, many are not considering, many are not hearing, and many are rejecting the only one who can truly satisfy the longing of the soul. That is Jesus Christ. He is the only one who can truly fill you. He's the only one who can make you truly happy. It's not in homes. It's not in cars. It's not in money. It's not in prestige or job. It's only Jesus Christ. And Jesus is here in John chapter 5, standing before all these people, and he's giving life. He had just did it. He had just done it with a man who had had an infirmity for 38 years. Now, here's the scene. Here's the scene that's before us. The Jews are standing there. Remember, John chapter 1 said Jesus came to his own, and his own did not receive him. The Jews have witnessed this man who had been sick for 38 years. They had witnessed his healing. They had seen it. They can see it with their eyes, but they would not see the need for their own healing. And so what Jesus is doing here in this text before them is explaining the entire scope of one whom is given this life, who is truly made alive, who truly is living. No. I mean, not breathing. I mean, really living, dear radio listener. He's explaining what the Son of Man has come to do. And if this life that Jesus talks about is not in you, and you will not come to him so that you may have life, Jesus is going to make it real clear. The consequences are eternal. The consequences are eternal hell. The consequences are a place where the worm does not die. It just continues to eat the flesh. You are tormented forever and ever in outer darkness. This is a very serious message that Jesus gives. The most important message, the most serious message that we could ever consider. And what I'm about to say this week on Abounding Grace, what I'm about to rehearse with you, what I'm about to go through here in John chapter 5, the sad reality is Jesus is describing someone who has true life, who has been saved. Many people are not ready for what Christ describes here, nor are they ready for Jesus to come again and to judge the living and the dead. Jesus is saying today, most are ready to be dead soon. You know that? You and I, we're ready to be dead soon. It's all about to end. And unless you have the life of Jesus Christ implanted in your heart, in this window of your existence, in the time that you breathe and live and have your being under the sun today, unless that's done, you will perish forever in unbelief. A place where there will never, ever, ever again be a possibility for this life to be given. And so Jesus is calling people, Jesus is calling you to consider and ask whether you have the life that only he can give. He explains what that looks like for us in John chapter 5 from beginning to end. What the filled life truly is. So there is no passage more important for us this morning. We're all about ready to drop into eternity. Any moment, your heart could stop. Jesus explaining, he's explaining here the life that you must have. All with the burning question, all with a very serious question. Have you entered? Remember the scene. The Jews want to kill Jesus Christ in John chapter 5 because not only he broke their Sabbath, but because he provokingly made himself equal with God. He had said this, the Father has been working until now, and I have been working. And then he said, what I see the Father do, I do. Now, who can say that? You know, could you, anyone say in this world, whatever God does, I do. That's what Jesus said, because he's truly God. Now, remember, the Jews know the Old Testament. No man can see God and live. And Jesus is standing in front of them saying, I see it all. Whatever God does, I do. I do the very same things. Whatever God the Father does. In fact, the Father shows me these things personally. And this is where verse 21 picks up. He warns that if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. And that judgment is committed into Jesus' hands. We're going to come back to this tomorrow, but let us all consider very carefully what we're doing with the name of the Son of God, that we are believing in him so that we may indeed have life in his name. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship, 10 a.m., and notice that our worship service times have changed at night, 6 p.m. Change that so that you might come out a little earlier and join us to worship the great God who has given us so rich a salvation. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.